All right, Deacon Percolator. How you doing?
By the grace of God, we're holding on, Doctor. I hope all is well with everyone on this line.
All right, you're holding it in the middle of the road.
It is well with us.
I'm holding it between the ditches, sister.
Between
William,
the ditches.
All right. Between the ditches.
There you go.
Grab that wheel. 10-2.
And it is now 7:00. Amen.
All right. Amen.
Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in path of sinners, not sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good evening. It is January 7th, 2025, and we are ready for our walk in the Word. Welcome to the 3 P's, the preaching, the prayer, the praise, and the E, equipping. By teaching in the course of Matthew 28:19-24, I am your host, Clarence Carter Jr., and I want to welcome you to this walk in the Word this evening. So, from the behalf of Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Out of the Box Ministries, Gates of Prayer, Enlightenment, we welcome you. I walk in the Word this evening. We are ready. We're going to begin with a prayer from the deacon, Everett Percolator Henderson, followed by a song, and then we'll have our walk in the Word. We are ready.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, God, we glorify you and we praise you. For you are God the Father, you are God the Son, you are God the Holy Spirit, you are God, the one and only true and living God, the Creator of all things. And Father God, we are grateful that we are part of your marvelous creation. Father God Almighty, we seek you this day to continue to lead us and guide us to safety. We seek you, the Heavenly Father, to take control of our minds, that we will not allow the difficulties of life to doubt your love for
yes.
us, because Satan, each and
yes.
every moment of our lives, he is trying to wreak havoc on our mind. He is trying to make us doubt your promises. And Lord, we come collectively tonight to glorify you and to praise you, to let you know, God, that we love you, we adore you, and we realize, God, that we need you. God, we seek your forgiveness for our sins. We are asking, God, will you create in us a clean heart, and will you, Heavenly Father, renew in us a right spirit? Father God Almighty, we are grateful for your love and
yes.
that your love ushers in grace and mercy. Because God, you have looked past all of our sins. God, you have continued to keep your blessings flowing in and through our lives. You, God, have continued to protect us from ourselves in most cases, God. But Lord, you've placed in us your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in the way of truth. And even though at times we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, we go on about doing the things we want to do, your grace and your mercy still covers us. And for that, God, we are grateful. God, we don't take that for granted, but we are grateful that you understand our humanness when we fall short. And God, we just come right now sitting at this table. We come, God, with humble hearts. We come, Father God, with a mindset to hear from you. So, Lord, as your word is being taught tonight, I'm
yes,
asking
Lord.
That you clear our minds of any cares that we have. I'm asking, God, that you will anoint our minds, that we will retain your word, not only just in our remembrance, but we will retain your word in our heart. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will anoint our tongues, Lord, that when we disconnect from this line tonight and go into this world full of trouble, that we will use the tongues that you have blessed us with to lift others up, to encourage others, but most importantly, to rightfully divide your word of truth into their lives.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
help us to always have a spirit of humility, not a spirit of arrogance, not a spirit of being puffed up, not a spirit
yes,
that we don't want to be bothered,
yes,
but have
yes.
a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind, a spirit to serve, because that's what our Savior Jesus did while he's on earth, and he's still serving us because he is our great intercessor. He's still serving us by pleading to you, God. So, Lord, as we are on this earth, yes, God, the kingdom of God is at hand with us. We are a part of that kingdom right now. But, Lord, we also are a body of believers, disciples of Christ. And I just pray that you look upon everyone that's on this line. Empower each one on this line, Father God, to continue to be about your business of discipleship. And, God, we want to thank you for each minister, each pastor, Lord, that you have blessed us to be upon the teaching through the Holy Spirit. I pray your blessings upon each of them. I ask that you keep them safely in your care, God, as they are in the vineyard teaching your word, serving others. I pray your blessings and protection over their families. I pray, God, that you would just continue to fill each of them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, so when they stand before us, your people, that they will proclaim the gospel with simplicity and understanding. We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you're moving about this line. Touch each and every one of us, God. You know what we stand in need of because you are omniscient and you created us all. We just trust
Lord.
You now, God. Move like only you can move. Heal like only you can heal, God. Give peace and calmness like only you can, God. And God, we will forever glorify you, praise you, and love you. It is in the powerful and precious name of our Savior Jesus we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is Sister Susan Milton on the line? Is she?
Walking
Jesus is
the
on.
Life. Beautiful life. Come where the dew drops. Of mercy and bright.
Yes.
Shed all around us by day and by night.
Yes.
Jesus, the light
tonight.
Of the world. Walk in the light.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful light.
Yes.
Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Oh, Lord, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amazing grace.
Thanks, sir.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But now I'm found, was blind. But now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace
my
fear really. How precious is that grace appear. The I first believe. Praise God.
Psalmist wrote over in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence does my help come, knowing that my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The promise that he makes to me, Deacon Conn, and all that are listening tonight, is that he will not let my foot be moved, and he who keeps me, the Lord, will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. I can say with great confidence and boldness, with humility as well, is that the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade on my right hand, and the sun shall not strike me by day nor the moon by night. I can say with a boldness and a confidence, but yet with humility, that the Lord will keep my going out and my coming in, not just tonight, not just tomorrow, but forevermore. Again, we want to say good evening, good evening, good evening. Tonight's walk in the Word, we want to continue sharing as we talk about thriving in 2025 through Christ Jesus, how to prepare our hearts for 2025. I just want to share just a couple of things I believe that would certainly help us to thrive through Christ in 2025, as well as how we can prepare our hearts for the coming year, the things that we shall see. I want to give out an assignment before I start tonight. I want us to consider reading Psalm 9 and 10. Psalm 9 and 10, and I believe that you will see just what is happening now, as well as you will be provided a prescription on how we as disciples, how we as kingdom citizens and ambassadors for the Lord need to move forward. That's Psalm chapter 9 and chapter number 10. Don't worry about the first part of Psalm chapter 10. You just need to read it till the end and see what God says he will do. So as we move into our study on tonight on how to prepare our hearts for 2025, let me say this. I've heard the words being said by many that failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. When we ask God to prepare our hearts for a new year, what are we asking him to accomplish in our lives? In looking at the life of Jesus, what did he do to prepare himself to face each coming day and remain faithful? Many may believe that because Jesus was fully God and fully man, it was easy for him. But when we look at his life on earth, what we see is a Savior, a Messiah, who endured sorrow. He endured temptation. He endured severe criticism coming from leaders and coming from the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. And he also endured rejection to the point of death. As we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15, our first verse tonight, it describes, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Hebrews 4:15 lets me know, Sister Ann, that I have an elder brother. I have a high priest who understands my weaknesses, who understands the temptations that come to me, but he has shown me how I can walk through, how I can go through and not misstep. Notice this, the first thing I want to share with us tonight is how to prepare our hearts for 2025 as you have your pen and your journal tonight, because I've asked us, if you don't mind, get your tablet or notebook or journal and let's start this first Tuesday. Start taking notes so that we can look back and see how far the Lord has brought us. Look back and see how we can encourage somebody else along the way. Deacon Connor, the first thing is I look at and how to prepare our hearts for 2025 is that we must recognize our need of God. We must recognize our need of God and for God. We must recognize our dependence on God. We must recognize our need to trust God for our provision. We need to recognize that we must trust God to protect us. We must trust God to keep us, and we must trust God to order our footsteps by his word. Minister Deborah, give us a scripture. I'm glad you asked. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack, L-A-C-K, nothing. I want to remind us tonight, in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, there is no L-A-C-K. In the kingdom of God, there's nothing called chapter 13. In the kingdom of God, there's nothing called bankruptcy. For he tells us right in Psalm 24, he says that the earth is the Lord. He says the world is the Lord and all that dwell within it. He tells us that the sheep on the thousand hills belong to him. The gold and the silver belongs to him. So we, in 2025 and beyond, as we prepare our heart, we must recognize our need of God, for God, our dependence on God, our need to trust in God's provision, God's protection, that he is one that's going to take care of his children. Let me remind you, brother Everett, let me remind you that God's reputation is on the line, and you are one of his children. Deacon Connor, we are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and let me tell y'all something, God takes care of his children. Here's the thing, the only one who can help us to have a fruitful new year is God. It's God who gives us life. It's God who breathed life into us, and we became, what did it say in Genesis? We became a living being. So if we are going to prepare our hearts for 2025, the first thing we must do is recognize our need of God. Here's the second thing I want to share with you is that in 2025, we need not to conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Yes, that's number two. We will not conform to the pattern of this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that renewal come through our walking in the Word, our reading the Word, our understanding of the Word. But most important, my brothers and sisters, that we must become doers of the Word. We can shout about it, we can talk about it, but but what the world needs to see, these young people need to see, these children need to see, is that they see disciples of Christ walking in the word. They need to see us being doers of the word. Here's the other thing. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. What's the scripture, Minister Deborah? Romans 12, 1 and 2. We will not, this 2025, we will not conform to the pattern of this world, what the world is saying, what the world is saying going to crash, what the world is saying is not going to be, because I am a daughter of God. God going to take care of me. Notice this. The third thing I want to bring to us tonight is if you're taking notes, is this. This year, we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary, and we will walk and we will not faint. Isaiah 40 and 31. I want us to understand something. We will soar on the wings like eagles, and we will run, and we will not grow weary, because our eyes is stayed on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Here's the fourth thing I want you to get to know. We will position ourselves and continually ask God to create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, within me. Psalm 51 and 10. That's what we're going to ask God to do in 2025. We need him, you all, to create in me a pure heart, one that is aligned to his word, aligned to his will, and aligned to his way. I need God. I want God to create in me a pure heart, a clean heart, oh God, and renew, notice this, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Here's the next thing I want to say tonight as we journey on. In preparing our heart, Jesus not only came to save us, but to show us how to live on earth. Let me tell y'all something, that we are called as kingdom citizens to influence the world. Not the world to influence us, but for us to make a difference in the world. Your difference in your household ought to make, your presence in your household ought to make a difference. Them knowing that you are a child of God, they ought to look at you and say, you know what, I want to be like you. I want to walk in your, I want to imitate you. Isn't that what Paul says? Mm-hmm. Paul says, be imitators of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Notice this, that the Holy Spirit lives in us, Deacon Connor, that make us and to mold us, that we will be imitators of Christ Jesus. You know what it means to imitate. You know, some of you all who have children, we have children, they imitate us. Remember when you were young, you were little, and you would go to church, and you would come home, and y'all would play church, and somebody would imitate the pastor, somebody would imitate the deacon, somebody would imitate the choir member. Y'all remember that? Deacon Connor, you remember Miss Effie's husband, imitate Deacon Williams, imitating us. You know what I'm talking about. But if we're going to prepare our hearts for 2025, we got to be imitators of Christ Jesus. We got to love the way he loved. We got to forgive the way he forgives. We got to be givers. Because, see, what we want is we want it pressed down and shaken together so some more can get on top. Well, we want this, but what are we going to do to get it? We got to be givers. Oh, let me tell y'all tonight, I didn't say give money. It's not all about these little trinkets and this mass accumulation of stuff. What it is, God is saying, I want you to give love. Everybody can do that if you're a disciple of Christ. Everybody can forgive if you're a disciple of Christ. Everybody has generosity if you're a disciple of Christ. Too many times we're looking for the dollar bill, but God has told us to give. And he said, if you give, I'm going to give back to you immeasurable. It's going to be abundance. It's going to be running over. Let's go on tonight. I got to move on, but how do I prepare my heart for 2025? Here's the other thing. His life, Jesus' life. We discover how to prepare our heart for the year to come. We will look at some other ways we can prepare our heart like Jesus did. Let me tell you about Jesus tonight. This is what he did. He provided us an example for tonight. Jesus prepared by submitting himself to God. Jesus yielded to God the Father, following his word and obeying his commandments, John 14 and 31. But I do exactly what the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Let me give you another scripture, John 14 and 11. Jesus submitted himself to God the Father, abiding and remaining in him in everything he did. Believe me, the scripture says, believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. So tonight, for us to thrive through Christ in 2025, for us to prepare our hearts for 2025, we must walk in submission to God. That's what Jesus did. Jesus provides me, my elder brother provides me what I need to do to thrive in 2025. He says, you got to submit to God. You got to submit to the Father. Here's the second thing he tells me. Jesus prepared by spending time in prayer. Jesus took time to pray, Sister Ann. Luke 6 and 12 describes how one of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and he spent the night praying to God. He committed himself to prayer. We see it in Luke 5, verse 16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places, and he prayed. Jesus also encourages us to do the same thing. Go over to Matthew 26 and 4. It says, watch and do what? And pray, so that you will not fall into what? Temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Notice Jesus not only tells us to prepare our hearts in 2025, that we must submit to God, but he also tells us that we must prepare by spending time in prayer. Everyone on this line, as disciples of Christ, you need to have a place that you can steal away and have a little talk with Jesus. Say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. He will hear and answer our prayer. So in 2025, I got to develop, cultivate, embrace the principles of closet prayer, Matthew 6 and 6. Here's the next thing I got to do, you all. I got to prepare. Jesus prepared by studying God's word. If I'm going to be ready for 2025, I'm going to thrive in 2025 through Christ, I got to study God's word. I got to stop brushing it aside and say, I'll get to it later or I'll do it later. We got to start in the morning. Grab your daily bread. Grab that verse that come across your telephone and read it and saturate it and walk it. Notice what, let me give you a scripture tonight. Psalm 119, verse 11. It says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might what? Not sin against you. The word, you all studying the word, walking in the word, being a doer of the word, it protects us from sinning against God. It guards us. It's like it's like a rail, Deacon Connor. It's like when you go out of the house, you put on your you put those numbers in that panel that protects your home. Mm-hmm. Some of us got it where we got the ring on our door where we can see people coming up. We got the blink on our door where you can see folks at your door with on your phone and on your computer. But let me tell y'all something tonight. The word of God, when we hide it in our heart, it becomes a protector to us. Let me give you another scripture. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. In facing temptation, what did Jesus do? Jesus quoted God's word because he knew the power it gives to resist temptation. What did he tell the devil, the enemy, Satan? He told him when Satan said, look now, if you bow down to me, I'll do this. I'll turn the rocks into bread. I'll have this that happen and that. Let me tell you all something. I don't know. I'll tell you now. We going to face some temptation in 2025. You're already facing. You just 7 days in and you already face some. You're going to face some trials and tribulation. You had already faced some within 7 days in. But I stopped by tonight to tell you that you got power that lives on the inside of you. We got to activate our power in 2025 in Christ, and we're going to thrive. We got to activate the power that lives on the inside of us. In the next few days, I'm going to receive a new card from the credit union so that I can be able to continue to make purchases. But if I don't activate that card, Deacon Connor, it ain't going to be no good to me. Well, if you don't activate the Holy Ghost in your life, the Holy Spirit in all of your life, because the word of God speaks to us that we got to have all, we got to be all in. We got to give him our heart, we got to give him our soul, and we got to give him our mind. So if I'm going to thrive in 2025 in Christ Jesus, then I got to get this word and realize that the word got power. Let me give you another scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best, it says. Do your best to present yourself, he's talking to us tonight, to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. For us to handle the word of truth, for us to handle it correctly, we got to study the word. We got to dissect the word. We got to immerse ourselves in the word of God. How many times you heard somebody say that what they heard was in the Bible really wasn't in there? When you asked them, I had a man to tell me one day, he said, it's in the Bible, God helps those that help themselves. You know what I told him, Deacon Carl? I said, I tell you what, show that to me in your Bible. Well, you know what he said? He said, I ain't got a Bible. I said, hold on just a minute. I'm going to run and get a Bible so you can show me in the Bible where God says that. So many times people say what's in the word of God and it's really not there. It's something that has either been passed down or something that they have taken on that is not even true. I've heard people give half of the scripture and not give all of the scripture. Yes, God will give us the desires of our heart. But what that scripture means is that my heart has been transformed and aligned to God's will. It's been aligned to God's word, and I don't want nothing in my life that does not align to the will, the word, and the way of God. That's why he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart because I know that you are my disciple. I know that you are in direct alignment and you don't want nothing that is outside of my will. Let me keep going tonight. One of our most powerful and effective preparations to face the coming year comes through reading and studying the word of God so that we are prepared to apply it and speak it out in all the situations we may face in the coming year. You got to be bold. You got to be confident. You got to have a humility to know. You got to speak the word. Jesus spoke the word to the enemy. And you got to speak the word to the enemy. And you know what? You can't be backing up talking about, well, this storm looked like it's going to be too hard for me. No, you got to tell that storm about your problem. So you got to tell the storm that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You got to be able to tell the storm that I know God is with me. I know God's going to bring me through what I'm in the midst of. We got to become confident and bold and stand up. I know sometimes we may get weak. I know sometimes we may get weary. But I'll tell you, you get into the word of God will bring you comfort. The word of God will bring you the very answer that you need to your situation. I'm a living witness tonight. I know he'll do it because I've been in some storms, y'all. It looked like I've been in some tornadoes. Looked like I've been into some tsunamis. But I know one thing, that God promised me that he would never leave me. He promised he would never forsake me. He promised me that my word would never return void. Let me keep on going. It's about time to close tonight. Jesus prepared by being led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus prepared by being led by the Holy Spirit. Matthew 4:1 reveals how Jesus was led by the Spirit even in the midst of temptation. Let me give you another one. Not tempted by God, but led by his Spirit to face it. As James 1:13 clarifies, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. I want to give us another scripture, Acts 1:8. I want us to understand if we are going to thrive through Christ in 2025, if our hearts are going to be prepared in 2025, what is to come? We must be led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Pastor Reggie, the Holy Ghost. And I want us to know tonight, he, the Holy Spirit, is there to guide us, is there to lead us, is there to order our steps. How do you know that, Deborah? Well, I know it because Jesus, our elder brother, went to the Father, and he says, Father, I know I'm coming back to be with you. I'm coming back to sit on the right hand of you. And they need somebody. They need somebody that's going to live on the inside of them and would just send somebody. Notice what God did. God sent he, Holy Spirit. And we cannot call Holy Spirit a it. We can't call it a this. We can't call it a that. He is personal. And he lives on the inside of us as believers. I promise you, when you get in a situation and need a decision, sit and get alone and say, Holy Spirit, minister to me. Minister, give me the answer. Show me what I need to do. Y'all, I'm telling you, I've experienced it for myself. Here's the next thing. Jesus prepared by sharing the good news. He prepared by sharing the good news. Jesus shared the good news of God's love with all those around him in various settings and opportunities. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Somebody said, well, Deborah, he's talking about you. He's talking about Deacon Connor. He's talking about Apostle Atside. He's talking about Pastor Carroll. No, he's speaking to all of us tonight who are disciples of Christ, ambassadors of Christ, that we are all called to share the good news. Matthew 28:19-20. Y'all heard me say it all through last year, the year before. You're going to keep hearing me saying that we are called as disciples. We are being prepared that we will be able to share the good news. That's why I come in on Sunday. I come in on Tuesday. I go downtown on Thursday. I'm over at one place on Fridays. And throughout wherever I am, I'm sharing the good news. I'm working in Alabama, and I was doing a session with teachers on yesterday, Deacon Connor, and I made it very clear to them that I'm a believer, I'm an ambassador of Christ, and you're going to hear some principles that is based upon the word of God on you that you can implement in your classroom, can implement in your own life. I don't stop sharing just because I'm in this environment, because I'm with senators, I'm with mayors, I'm even with the president. It does not matter. I know that God has called me and he has called you to be a carrier of the good news. My question is, are you ready to be a carrier this year? Are you ready to be a transmitter this year? Deacon Connor, I thank you for being an awesome transmitter, because whether you know it or not, you posting on our website each of our times that we are on the line, you are a transmitter. Because if you didn't post them and Sister Ruby didn't start the recording and we didn't go back to saying, you know, we made up our minds that we were going to start recording. We made up in our minds and you came along as a volunteer and started posting them out there. Do you not know that we have had some hits up on our New Year's Eve service that went over into New Year's Day? They are hitting that service. They are looking at that, because guess what? We have made up in our mind we're going to share the good news. We're going to share the word of God. There are so many innovative ways to do it. Everybody thinks you got to do face-to-face, but let me tell you, you can put it in a card. You can put Romans 9:10 in a card. You can put in that card that tells them that Isaiah 43:2. You can put in a card about the word of God and the power that the word of God has. As a matter of fact, I want to thank Pastor Reggie for what he did on Sunday, giving us our mantra for 2025. But guess what, Deacon Connor? We're going to post that to the website. We're going to get out to folks and let them know how they can come and know who Jesus is. Yes, we got to get busy, y'all. Let me tell you something. If the enemy is busy, let me tell y'all, the enemy turns his music up. I can't go nowhere anymore, Deacon Connor, where I don't hear these boom boxes and all this booming coming from cars and halfway can't understand what they're saying. Really, I probably don't want to know what they're saying. But I made up in my mind, if they can turn it up, what about us as disciples? We got something to turn up. We got something that will save the world. We got something that will take people from earth to glory. We got to turn it up. But what we do, you got to stop turning your radio down because they turning theirs up. You better turn your radio up. You better turn it up and let them know in Crystal. You better turn it up and let them know in Burger King. All of this killing, all of this shooting, all of this cursing. And let me not, I know proper English, but all of this cussing, all of this little children cussing. Let me tell y'all, we got to turn it up.
Yeah.
We got to turn it up. We got to turn it up. Let me go on tonight. I want to remind us tonight that we must trust. Yes, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. And we cannot lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we got to submit to God. And when I say all our ways, you got to submit your finances. You got to submit your relationship. You got to submit your health. You got to submit your mind to God. You got to give God your all. We read it in the scripture where it talks about we have to give it all. What did that that lawyer came to Jesus and asked him, said, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus told him, he said, it's to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But what I love about Jesus, even though the lawyer asked him, it was just trying to set Jesus up. But let me tell y'all something. Folks just don't know when they try to set you up and you are doing the work of God, they're going to get more than they asked for. Jesus not only told him the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but Jesus went on to give him a little extra. He gave him a little extra because Jesus knew the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the religious leaders were looking. He said, let me tell you something else. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. Can't you see them hanging their head down? It was like, we didn't ask you all of that, Jesus. We just asked you what the greatest commandment was. But I love the Lord because here's what he does, Deacon Connor. He shows me what the vertical relationship must be between man and God. But then he didn't leave it there. He said there must be a horizontal relationship between man and man. Let me go on. The next to the last thing is that we have to know our identity. We got to know our identity. You got to know who you are. You got to know the promises that God has made to you. And if you don't go through your word and begin to highlight those promises, if you don't go through your word and highlight who you are, your identity as an ambassador of God, I highlight over in Ephesians 2 and 10 that you are God's handiwork, that you are a masterpiece, that you are a work of art, that you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God has called us to do good works. So, but let me tell you, if you're going to thrive in Christ in 2025, you got to know who you are. You got to know that you are not a sinner. You got to know you a saint. Don't tell me I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, your identity has changed. You need to shred that old card. You need to shred that card that says you are a stranger to God, that you are separated from God, that you are alienated from God. That card needs to be shredded if you have made the Romans 10, 9, and 10 sincere declaration. That card needs to be shredded if you know that you are connected to the true vine, John 15. That card needs to be shredded if you know that the word of God dwells in you, Colossians 3 and 16. So we got to get rid of some of these old thoughts about ourselves. We got to get rid of it. No, I'm going to walk in who I am. I am the righteousness of God. I am blessed going out. I am blessed coming in. I am blessed in the city. You got to take who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to take on your identity. You got to walk in your identity. And let me tell y'all something. When we misstep, we got to go over to 1 John 1 and 9 and ask God to forgive. He said if you would confess your sin, confess your misstep, he said in his word that I will forgive you and I will restore you. I will clean you up. Too many of us are living in guilt. Too many of us are living in shame of yesterday, what I did yesterday. But let me tell you something. If you go again, 1 John 1 and 9, what we do is we don't tell people how to come out of shame. We don't tell them how to come out of guilt. As a matter of fact, what we do, not you all on the line, but what many we see doing is when a person comes out, we want to press them down. We want to remind them, Deacon Connor, of what they used to do. I remember when you danced on the tabletop. I remember when you were hanging from the chandeliers. I remember when you were well, let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but I got a past. I got some stuff that I don't want you to know about. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not looking in my past because my eyes is stayed on Jesus. I got somebody that is preparing the path for me. I got to put the death. Let me say this tonight. We got to put the death, the flesh. We got to put the death gratifying the flesh If we want to be, we want to thrive in Christ in 2025, you got to put that flesh to death. And I'm going to tell y'all something.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm on the road. I'm on a journey. I'm having a ride yet because every day that flesh wants to rise up. Every day it wants to have its way. And I got to keep putting it to death. I got to keep putting it to death. Let me go on, Deacon Connor, because let me close out. We must know in 2025 that in all things God works. God works for the good of those who love him. But there's another part to that scripture. Not only love him who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. I want us to know this year, 2025, just like 2024, just like 1990, we will have trials. We will have trouble. We will have temptation. He already told us in our job description. He's already told us that we're going to have these. But he told us he has overcome the world. And if he's overcome and he lives in me and I live in him, I am more than a conqueror. Pastor Reggie, I am triumphant. I do have the victory. Yeah. Somebody tells you that because you are in Christ, you ain't going to have no troubles. Yes, you are. Let me tell you right now, you ain't going to have no temptation because you're in Christ. Let me tell you, yes, you are. Let me ask you something. How are you going to spend, your spiritual muscles are going to be built up if everything going to go well with you? If I came on the line tonight and said, everybody going to be rich this year. Everybody going to have this house and this car this year. No, and you ain't going to have no problem. You know what you need to do? You need to hang up right now because I can't come to the line and tell you that because that is not the word of God. But the word of God does say, Isaiah 43:2, I love to go back there. He says when. He didn't say if you go have some, but he says when you go through the water, when you come to the rivers, when you come to the fire. He said, I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to take care of you. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to have a message coming out of your mess. You're going to have a testimony coming out of your test and your trial. Yes, Deacon Connor, here's the last one. Here it is.
Notice it.
I want us to remember this. And remember now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. This year, our faith got to dig deep. This year, our trust in God got to dig deep. Hebrews 11:1. Notice this. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, without it, it is impossible to please God. I want to tell you as I end tonight or close tonight, I want to please God. What about you? I want to be in the will of God. What about you? I want to be in the word and being a doer of the word of God. What about you? And when I misstep in 2025, I know that God is going to forgive me because guess what? I'm going to follow what he said do. And I'm going to follow 1 John 1:9. I'm going to do what he says do. And guess what, Deacon Connor? He's told me something else. He said, Deborah, you got to love your enemies in 2025. Deborah, you got to pray for those that hurt and harm you and persecute you in 2025. See, if you want the blessings of God, you got to follow the word of God. I know somebody said, Minister, you don't understand what they did to me. No, I don't, but I tell you this one thing. I am on the journey along with you. I'm on the journey. Right. I hadn't made it there, Deacon Carter, but I do know what the word tells me to do. And guess what? I'm walking in the word day by day. I'm allowing the word to cleanse my mind of those old thoughts, the old thing, the old way I would have treated that person who jumped in front of me at the Walmart, who didn't even say anything, didn't say, can I get in front of you, didn't say, excuse me, just jumped in front of me. And I know it was the Holy Ghost that said, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't do anything. But see, I know some of us on this line say, you know what, they better not have done that to me. They better not have said that. But let me tell you, we all on this journey, y'all, because I didn't arrive that day. Let me tell you something. I had to work through this. I've had them days, so I want you to understand, but you got to get on the journey. You can't say, I'm going to stay right where I am. I'm going to still have this way. No, I'm on a journey because, see, I didn't know what God was going to do. I did not know he was going to have an associate in Walmart to come over and ask me, how was my shopping experience there? I didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to tell them that you had a wonderful experience. I didn't know that associate was going to pull out the card and say, ma'am, we want to do something for you today. We want to pay for what you have. I didn't know the Holy Spirit was going to tell me, no, how about giving it to the lady that's behind me? I did not know. And if we're going to thrive through Christ in 2025, we got to prepare our hearts. We got to prepare our hearts just as Jesus prepared his heart. We got to prepare our hearts. So tonight I pray that you receive something on tonight, because God is saying prepare your heart. Prepare your heart, because he's saying failing to prepare is prepared to fail. Good evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So much encouragement for the coming year. So much to be excited about in the coming year.
Thank you.
Dr. Temple. Now you know why I call him a little microwave. Amen. Amen. Brief, concise, and to the point. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
What a wonderful walk. Pastor Kuiper, how are you this evening?
Good evening. God bless the saints of the night. I'm going to say a couple things, let other people get in with some comments. Dr. Deb, thank you for turning it up tonight. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for turning it up and encouraging us and pushing us forward as we thrive in 25. God is with us. I just think it's powerful. I heard a lot in that. You know, we failing to prepare, preparing to fail. We need to get it together. Praise the Lord. So I heard it tonight. I heard the word. I encourage. I think it's great as we moving forward in the year and knowing that we will face things, but being able to thrive regardless of what we face. We are thriving because we're in Christ Jesus. So thank you for that word. I'm going to let some people get in, because I heard some people that are getting stirred up tonight. So I just thank God for you, Dr. Deb, and the word that you have shared with us tonight. I'm just excited about what God is doing in all of our lives. Amen. 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 Amen.
Lay the pathway for me. Amen. Apostle online? Well, I guess she's not there. Anyone else? Comments? Questions? Amen. What a wonderful walk. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. I just want to say that I enjoyed Minister Singleton sharing on this evening. And I thank her reminding me that if I am to strive through this coming year, 2025, I must prepare my heart. I must get ready to share. Romans through the word of God. And I just thank her tonight for Matthew 28:18-20. We must go ye therefore and pray and study the word. And be ready to answer any questions that come before us through the word, and not be afraid, not be ashamed, but be able to give the word as it is written to those that need encouragement, those that need love, those that need compassion. We are to be in line with the word of God, and share it to others in compassion, love. And I just thank her tonight for her word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we keep that in our hearts, if we keep that in our hearts through February, we will be able to march on in March and for the rest of the year. Amen. Thank you so much for your comments. Anyone else? Amen, amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, all you little children. Praise God, amen. Praise the poets.
Amen, amen. I thank God for my trip to the doctor on yesterday. I had a good report that I'm doing
all right.
Well, healing well, and it's such a blessing just to know your body's healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So I thank God for this day. Life, health, and strength.
Amen. I can give the same report. You know, like the old folks say, which I am now, someday chicken, someday feathers. Today was a damn chicken. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? If there's no one else with the praise reports, we will move on to the prayer list. Anyone to be added to the prayer list?
Brother Corn, I asked y'all, I don't know if y'all been following the news, but I have a relative by the name of Quentin Palmer, who's been missing since last week. He is affectionately known by as Candy Palmer. Yes, sir. As y'all keep him in your prayer that he's found safe and unharmed. Also, as you keep my daughter, Erica Henderson Stanley, and her family in your prayers as well. Thank you.
Amen. It's about 65 or somehow, 65, 70 years old.
I think so,
it's 64. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else?
And Celestine's friend, I think, Brother Simon.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Anyone else? Mrs. Dr. We thank you so much for that walk in the woods this evening. And it was hot. It was hot, wasn't it? Oh, I'm sorry.
I sent my grandson Jalen up a direction.
Okay. Okay, so we'll wait a minute. Make sure we got everybody on the list. Anyone else this evening? Minister Dr. Deborah Singleton, do you have the scripture this evening?
Yes, sir, we do. We do. Just want to continue to encourage us on tonight, remembering this song. In times like these,
yes.
We need a Savior.
In times
like these, we need an angel. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We want to also keep Apostle Atside on our prayer list, encouragement list, as well as Minister Mary, and Pastor Reggie, all of those that make up our partnership of ministry. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thou God." I want those that we named, that we are called out tonight, if they are ambassadors, citizens of the kingdom, and they are disciples of Christ, they can depend on this. This is what God says. God says, "I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Deacon Connie, he says in Isaiah 53 and 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." As we read these scriptures, I want us to understand these scriptures are for those that have made the Romans 10, 9, and 10 sincere declaration. They can stand on these scriptures. It is important as we go into 2025, as we thrive in Christ Jesus in 2025, we want to make sure that those in our households, those that are kinfolk, our relatives, our neighbors, our enemies, know who the Lord is so that they can stand on these scriptures to know that God will strengthen them, that God's going to help Erica, that God's going to uphold her with the right hand of his righteousness. Sister Brenda.
Yes.
Amen.
Our Father, our Holy Father, first of all, asking your forgiveness for my sins. I come this evening lifting up these, our brethren and the sisterin. I lift up Quentin Palmer that appears to be lost, wandering around. Lord, you and only you know where Quentin is. So I ask that you would bring it to the attention of Quentin or someone to bring it to his attention of his family where he can be found. We lift him up to you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Erica.
Yes, Lord.
Erica Stanley. We lift up whatever she's going through. Be there for her. Meet her needs. And we're going to go ahead and praise you for the, and thank you in advance. We lift up Brother Simon. He's ill, and we ask that you would heal his body.
Yes.
And then, Lord, we lift up Jalen. Direct his path. Direct his path. We lift up Apostle. That you would touch her body and heal her. And
church.
Lord, we lifting her up today to you. We lift up to Minister Mary. Be there for her, whatever her needs are. We know you can. And then we ask you to be there for Pastor Kuiper. Touch and meet his needs as well. And then we lift up Pastor Deborah.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the ministry that she has. We thank you for the word that she's given us. And we do, Lord. We do want to be prepared because we surely don't want to fail. So, Lord, we lift her up right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you for each and every one on this line that has called in. Whatever their needs are today, Lord, meet them. We ask that you would do so. And we're going to go ahead and start praising you in advance. That you would meet whatever needs we have, whether they're family needs, whether they're financial needs, whether they're spiritual, mental, or physical.
We thank you for the report we heard from Sister Ruby. We thank you that you met her need physically.
Yes, Father.
We ask that you would meet her need as far as still moaning kind of over a brother.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you would meet that need, her grieving need, to help her through this.
Yes.
And Lord, we're going to go ahead and say thank you for all that you've already done for us, how you brought us out of another year
mm-hmm.
and into a new year. We're so grateful. We got so much to thank you for. We can't even itemize all the thank yous we have. We thank you for housing. Because we realize it could have been the other way. We could have been on the street.
Yeah.
We thank you for heat.
Oh, yeah.
We realize it could have been the other way. We could live in a house
mm-hmm.
with no utilities.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for food. We thank you for clothing.
Mm.
We thank you for mobility in our bodies.
My Lord,
oh,
yes.
Lord, what a blessing it is to be able to bathe your own self and
mm-hmm.
be able to walk across the room.
Come on now.
Be able
Amen.
To throw your hands
yeah.
up in there. To be able to smell, to be able to talk, be able to see,
mm-hmm.
be able to hear. We
mm-hmm.
say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the precious, wonderful, magnificent name of Jesus, we do thank you. And we are
yeah.
going to thrive in 25 because we're going to lean on your word. We're going to lean on you. And we're going to pray and we're going to do all the things it takes to make it over. And we call it, we claim it done. We thank you right
yes.
now in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's be
yes.
We love you too. Good night.
Good night.